This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. It's a Saturday show, which means I'm here with Sarah. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Yesterday we got a box after you left that I'm very, very excited about.
Ooh.
It's actually our first bit of swag for Ascend.
Oh, that is exciting.
Yes. It came from Four Sigmatic.
Ooh.
I know. And I was like, don't open it. Don't open it. I opened it to look and see what it was, but I didn't want to open the boxes. I won't give it all away. But one of the things that we're going to be putting in our little goodie bags from Four Sigmatic, there's more than one thing from Four Sigmatic, but one of them is the turmeric latte.
Mm.
I know. Because I just think, I mean, it's going to be November.
Yeah.
It's already starting to get kind of chilly.
I know. And it's probably something that a lot of people haven't tried before.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I like color incorporated into what I eat. Like there's something about this like warm, bright yellow, creamy thing that I don't know. I psychologically feel healthier when there's more color in my meal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, I love the turmeric latte. I think it is so good. You've had it. I made it for you one day. And the boyfriend really likes it too. And he's not a coffee drinker. Mm. He loves that, though.
That's good. It's so very good.
I know. So in that light, I thought we would give today's winner a $20 gift card to Four Sigmatic.
That's generous because you can get a lot with that.
I know. And I'm not drinking coffee during my pregnancy, but they have a lot of other things. And I know that all the varieties of mushrooms and things like that are so healthy, but I don't like mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms?
I do. Yeah. But just recently, in the last maybe 5 years or so.
Isn't it crazy how tastes change?
Yes.
Is there anything else that you used to not like that you now like?
A lot of seafood. Yeah. Like I'll eat a lot more fish. I'll dip into lobster here and there.
See, I guess that means there's still hope for me with mushrooms and olives.
Okay. Yeah. Olives is one of them too.
No, I don't like olives. I love pickles. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, if you love pickles, you should love olives. I'm like, they're not the same at all.
I agree.
Like not even a little bit.
Super salty too.
Yeah. And just I'm okay with salt, but the flavor of an olive, I don't even want it to touch anything. I don't want to smell it. I don't want olive loaf or any of the things that, no. But all that to say, I know how therapeutic different mushrooms can be. Like they're some of the most powerful superfoods, but I don't eat them. So the fact that, hello, coffee, lattes, they have cocos and all sorts of different things with them. So I love that. If you want to see my favorites from Four Sigmatic, go to foursigmatic.com/primal and listen to the end of today's episode because somebody is going to win a $20 gift card to Four Sigmatic. We'll announce it at the end of the show. Guys, it's pretty easy to win something every week on this show. We pick a winner every single week. We give something away. Sometimes it's something we love. Sometimes it's a gift card like today. All you got to do, there's three different ways to enter and you can do all three and then you have three chances to win. Leave a review of this podcast in rating and review. I'm like tripping over my tongue. Rating and review of this podcast in Apple Podcasts or a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. Or lastly, you can just post on Facebook or Instagram, tag me, share your favorite episode of the podcast or something you loved from the podcast, and there you have it. You could win. Yeah. And the turmeric latte, if you get the gift card, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I haven't tried the cocos.
I haven't either.
And I really, really want to. I think that'll be the next thing because they have like three different cocos with different therapeutic extracts and like adaptogens for calming. And do you like cocoa?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
There's something about it. I mean, growing up, we had like Swiss Miss.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Like the fake marshmallows.
Right, exactly. Which now if you made that, I'd be like, nah, not worth it at all. Not worth it. Too sweet. But a cocoa from like really high quality ingredients with like mushroom extracts and adaptogens, I feel like that's like the healthy adult version.
You can get down with that. And you have this cute little nook now in the office. You can sit and have your cup of cocoa.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm like so excited about fall.
Yeah.
I just love, typically it's been coffee, but not in this season of life, but like curling up with a book or my journal and some coffee, tea, cocoa.
I know. And you have this little candle and your succulent. And
do you think I can keep the succulent alive?
I have faith.
It said on the little tag, just check the soil every 15 to 20 days and only water it if it's dry. I can totally, that's like once a month.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Yeah.
I'll check on it here and there too.
I have a master arborist coming to the house next weekend.
That's so cool. I can't wait to hear about that.
I need a plan to keep things alive around here.
Yeah, there's a lot to keep alive.
And I need an expert.
Yes.
I am not said expert. Anyway, we've got a bunch of questions today. If you have questions that you want us to tackle, you can go to primalpotential.com/inbox. And every single Saturday, we answer listener questions. I'm really excited about this first one. Can you dive into it?
Yeah, I'm excited too. They say, how can I stop personalizing everything and making assumptions? It's at a point where I think I can read the minds of others and know what negative thoughts they're thinking about me.
This is about you. This is not about them.
I love that you're singing it.
It used to drive me crazy that my mom would just burst into song at random times. And now that's my life.
I like it.
Yeah. When we make everything about us and we make assumptions about other people and we think we know what they're thinking, it's really not about the other person. It's about us. And I talk about this book all the time. If you are struggling with like making assumptions and assuming that somebody's mad at you or assuming that they're thinking something bad about you, read The Four Agreements. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz or Don Ruiz Miguel, one of those. It's that. Those are the words. I never know the order. The Four Agreements. Sarah's laughing at me. I'm not a detail person.
It's fine.
Yeah. The Four Agreements. If you Google it, it'll come right up. One of the Four Agreements is make no assumptions. And when I have a kitchen, I have a little magnet that has the Four Agreements on them because I find them so important as a daily reminder because it's easy to do this. And it's how we kind of keep ourselves safe, right? If we think the worst case scenario and we shrink back, we feel like we're safer. But what we also are is far less happy. So one of the Four Agreements is make no assumptions. And that is a practice. It is not a one and done decision. It is a practice. And one of the foundational pillar in the 12 weeks to transformation is awareness. Because if you're not aware that you've made an assumption, you can't change it. You can't stop it. But we ask a lot of questions when I'm working with clients like, what is the difference between what actually happened and what I'm telling myself about what happened? You know, there can often be a lot that goes into what we think or how we feel about what happened that is totally separate from what actually happened. So what I find to be a very valuable practice, when I'm upset, when I feel hurt, what did I invent here? Objectively, factually, what actually happened? What is the difference between the facts and how I feel about the facts, the story I'm telling myself about the facts? The other thing is, I have a caveat to that fourth agreement of make no assumptions. If I make an assumption, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. Does that come naturally all the time? No, but it can be a practice. So, if I think I know what somebody meant, then I'm certainly not going to assume the worst of them. I'm certainly not going to assume bad things. I am going to be the kind of person who assumes, like, if I could assume they meant to hurt me or it had nothing to do with me and they didn't mean to hurt me, I'm going to assume the latter because if I make an assumption, it will not be negative because I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. I would hope that they would make no assumptions because it's a more peaceful way to live. But if they were going to, I hope they would give me the benefit of the doubt. As for how to stop making assumptions, again, it comes back to awareness, right? I find that journaling is a really powerful tool for building awareness because when we're upset, we can kind of work it out. it's harder to do that in our heads. We tend to like spin around things in our heads. Whereas if we're writing it down, we have a greater opportunity to say, okay, well, what else is true here? What actually happened? What are the differences between what was said or what was done and the story I'm telling myself about what was said and what was done? And the last thing I'll just go back to is if this is something you want to work on, read the four agreements.
You let me borrow that book and I loved it. Yes.
It's tough though, right?
Oh, it totally is to actually practice it and love it. Oh, yeah.
Because for a lot of folks for a long time until you're well practiced, it can be the default.
Totally.
We go to what we're afraid of. You know, if we don't want somebody to be mad and something happens, then we are going to create a story around it that supports this notion that, like, they must be mad. You know, they did this because they're mad. They did this because they don't like me. They did this because they don't want to spend time with me. And there's just no peace there. And it is a decision to say, okay, what actually happened? You get to practice this in your home all the time, right? I talk about this with my clients. Like, if you said to your spouse, hey, I'm going up to bed. Can you empty the dishwasher before you go? And they say, yeah, sure thing. Sleep well. And then you wake up in the morning and the dishwasher has not been emptied. And you immediately are like, they don't respect my time. They don't care about what I say or what I feel. Well, what actually happened is they just didn't empty the dishwasher. You don't know how they feel about it. And to presume that you know how people feel, that's just a real dangerous thing because none of us know what is going on in somebody's life. None of us know, did somebody wake up with a tough morning? Did they get bad news from their family? Are they not feeling well? Have they not slept well? We just don't know what's going on in their lives and we don't know their history enough to know how they think and how they process and what drives their behavior. And we don't have to because if we want to know, we can just ask.
All right. This next question says, how can I access my inner confidence to be more assertive in my communication and everyday life? I avoid conflict and fear making the other person or people and myself uncomfortable. So I end up saying or doing nothing.
Accessing inner confidence, being more assertive and not doing something before you're uncomfortable or because you're uncomfortable. So these are three different things, right? And I want to treat them as such. The last one that came up is I don't do things because I don't want to be uncomfortable, right? I don't speak up for myself because I'm uncomfortable, so I just say nothing. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and Sarah, you can probably totally relate to this because I certainly could as a business owner. So this client that I was on the phone with recently left a 22-year career to go out on her own as a photographer.
Wow.
I know, huge change. And she was not working in anything near related to photography for the 20 years prior. And she was telling me, I'm so uncomfortable talking to people about my prices. And we've talked about that. Like, yes. For a lot of people, stating what your products are worth and asking for that sale, it is super awkward mm-hmm. and uncomfortable. And I said, how comfortable were you when you started at your last job? And she was in healthcare, in a very high risk healthcare setting where you're like doing things that are make or break for somebody's life. And I was like, first day on the job, how comfortable were you? She's like, not at all, right? Imagine if you said like, well, I can't go to work because I'm not comfortable. You know, I can't do this procedure because I'm not comfortable. I can't go talk to the family of this patient because I'm not comfortable. I can't remove this chest tube because I'm uncomfortable. Like you would never have that job. You would literally stay home for the rest of your life. Because comfort is something that comes with experience. And what I said to her was, you can be uncomfortable talking about your pricing for the rest of your life and still do it every day. The discomfort is not a barrier. It is a feeling. And so often we convince ourselves that our feelings are barriers, and they're not. Being uncomfortable, asserting yourself, is not a barrier. It is a feeling. You can be uncomfortable and do it. The barrier is your decision not to, not the feeling. you can feel scared and take action. There is a difference between a feeling and a barrier. They are not the same. When we convince ourselves that they are, we're not being honest. It's not the feeling that stops you. It's the decision that stops you. So what I would say is, if you feel uncomfortable asserting yourself in communication, do it anyway. Because just like starting in a high-risk healthcare job where you're like, I've never done this procedure before, you're never going to feel comfortable with it if you don't do it. The comfort doesn't come first. And the comfort is not required. I am in professional situations on a regular basis that make me uncomfortable. I think that's part of being a working person, right? No matter like who you are. Would you agree with that? Just like in any...
I'm still uncomfortable doing these podcasts.
Right. And that's not a barrier. It's right. A feeling.
Right.
Right. And there's such a difference between that and such a power that comes when we acknowledge that. So do not let the feeling stop you. You can be uncomfortable and do it anyway. And oftentimes comfort comes over time. You're more comfortable now than you were on day one.
Totally.
Where you were like ready to throw up or just quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Palms are sweating. I was like dreading coming here just because of this. Yeah.
So feel the feeling and know that the feeling is not a barrier. As for accessing inner confidence, this particular question says, how can I access inner confidence to be more assertive? You can be more assertive without confidence. It's kind of the same thing, right? Asserting yourself is a decision. Confidence is a feeling. So what I would say is assert yourself when you're not feeling confident, because that confidence will grow over time through experience. You do not have to feel comfortable to speak up. You do not have to feel confident to assert yourself. The feeling is not a prerequisite for action. It's just a feeling. And over time, confidence grows through action. Comfortability grows through action. But don't wait. That's what I say. Don't wait.
What type of probiotics and supplements help with depression?
I can't tell you how happy it makes me that we're finally like mainstream having conversations about depression beyond the scope of like prescription medications or just living a miserable life.
Yes, me too.
Like it's just long overdue. And I'll be the first one to say I did not know until within the last year that there was such a strong link between depression and the microbiome. When you hear like you know, like you get butterflies when you're happy or you get a pit in your stomach when you feel scared or whatever. That points to the connection between how we feel and what's happening in our gut. That's an actual physical thing, right? The butterflies in your stomach feeling when you're happy or you're excited and the pit in your stomach feeling when you're nervous or you're scared or you're anxious or you're sad. That is a physiological thing that really points to this link between anxiety and depression and what's going on in the gut. So I did a podcast on this a while back. There are a few strains of probiotics that really, really help with gut health, mental health, anxiety and depression, specifically Lactobacillus rhamnosus. And there are different strains, right? So I'm going to give you numbers here. And this is one of the reasons that I'm always wary of probiotic supplements on the market because they overgeneralize. It's kind of like, have you ever seen a bottle of vitamin D that says D3?
Yes.
That's because D3 is different than other forms of vitamin D. So if we just say vitamin D and we don't specify, then we don't know that we're getting the biologically active form, which is D3. Same thing with like vitamin B is too broad and too general and not specific enough because we might need B6 or we might need B12 or B9 or B1. So when we're talking about Lactobacillus rhamnosus, that's not enough. We're looking specifically at R0011. And you're right that a lot of supplements don't put those numbers on their bottles, but a lot do. And that's what we want to look at. So this one, Lactobacillus rhamnosus R0011, helps improve the production and release of the neurotransmitter GABA, which is a calming neurotransmitter. And it also lowers cortisol levels. And elevated cortisol is one thing that is associated with depression. Then there's Bifidobacterium longum, and the number there is R0175. Again, it's not specific enough to just say Bifidobacterium. It's not even specific enough to say Bifidobacterium longum. This one shows to decrease anxiety. So there is a lot of clinical research that will create two different groups and measure their anxiety over time. Bifidobacterium longum R0175 lowers anxiety. Lactobacillus helveticus R0052 increases serotonin, one of the happy chemicals in our brain that really helps also with motivation. And a lot of times when we're suffering from depression, we just don't feel motivated. It also decreases inflammation in the brain, not just systemic inflammation, not my elbow hurts inflammation, but inflammation in the brain. And that is one of the things most positively associated with depression. People who are experiencing depression have more inflammation in their brain than people who are not. So those are three. And I've talked about one particular product that has been clinically studied combining these three ingredients to and shown to reduce irritability, to reduce anxiety, to reduce depression, overall stress, and also increase positive mood states by over 200% in two different studies. So, I mean, that's really, really powerful. Especially because a lot of the prescription meds for depression have a lot of nasty side effects.
I know.
Like debilitating side effects. Mm-hmm. And quality of life side effects.
Right.
Yeah. So there are products that combine these three. You can email Sarah at primalpotential.com if you want to know more about that. But I've also done some episodes going more into that as well.
How do I change the beliefs formed at childhood that are preventing me from success now?
There's no belief that can prevent you from success. I hear the question behind the question. There are barriers and blocks that are coming from my past, and I'm letting them stop me. But before we even dive into that, I want everybody to own the fact that no matter how old you are, how much money you have, how much confidence you have or don't have, how many past patterns you have, how many failures you've got in your history, none of those things prevent you from creating success right now, because every single one of us, no matter how screwed up our past, every single one of us is a blank slate right now. And we are free today to show up differently. Show up differently than we did an hour ago. Show up differently than we did yesterday. Show up differently than we have for the last 10 years. We are not chained to our past patterns, period. A lot of times people will say, you know, have you read such and such book on these different personality types and yada, 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 yada. And chances are I've either read it or I'm familiar with it. And my frustration with them, and frustration is probably too strong of a word, but we'll go with it, is that they convince people that I'm this type of person and that limits me in these ways. You know, like if I'm an introverted person, then I'm limited and can't show up in these extroverted ways. Or if I am a rule follower type of person, then I need somebody to kind of create structure for me, and I'm not really good at doing that on my own. And I don't think that's true. We have tendencies, yes. We have patterns, we have habits, but they are not limits. So I share all the time that, for example, I am an introvert, which every time I say that, people are like, no, you're not. But Sarah can attest to it. Like, I really, really am.
Yeah, I kind of think you are.
Yeah, 100%. But that doesn't limit me from showing up socially and being gregarious and personable in a social situation. It's a decision. And it might be not the easiest decision that I could make, and it might not be the most comfortable decision that I could make, but it is a decision. I'm also not great with details. Like, it's just not my strong suit. But that doesn't mean that today I can't show up and pay great attention to detail and develop that as a strength and 2 months from now be way more detail-oriented than I am now. We can also create new beliefs, right? But we don't have to in order to show up differently and in order to take action. We absolutely do not have to. You can believe that you are lazy and still show up today and take initiative and get things done and be productive. You can believe, I'll give an example. I'm not an evening person. I believe that about myself. I kind of shut down as the sun goes down, and I'm just not somebody that, you know, wants to be out late or wants to work late. If somebody called me and said there was a deadline, it was 10 o'clock at night and I had to get something done before midnight, that is not my best time to work. However, I can show up for a project at 11 o'clock at night and nail it. I am not limited by the fact that that is not my preference or not my pattern or not what I've demonstrated up until this point. So how do we change some of the beliefs? I write about that a lot in Chasing Cupcakes. So that is a really, really great resource if you want to change the way you believe about yourself. I also have a course called Breaking Barriers that really helps us get through a lot of those old patterns of beliefs. But it stems from, it all begins with, I am not limited by who I was yesterday and I am not limited by what I think of myself. I am free in this moment to show up however I want.
All right, we have another question here about goals. Is it possible to work on all of my goals? I don't want to put any of them off, but they often conflict and I give in to overwhelm. And this person's goals are to lose 10 to 15 pounds, become debt-free, get their master's degree, which they feel interferes with becoming debt-free, and then enjoying life to the fullest, which they feel conflicts with losing 10 to 15 pounds.
I love this because I have a lot of goals in a lot of different areas. And I bet most people do. Like, do you feel that way? Like, there's things you want in so many different areas?
Oh, yeah.
And what I would say is we can move them all forward, maybe not in the same day, in the same way, with the same intensity. You know, one of the things that really, really helps me with having conflicting goals is or things that maybe seem like they're conflicting or having a lot of things and not a lot of time, right? I don't necessarily have the time every day to both improve my relationship and improve my finances and improve my business and improve my health, right? But one thing that really helps me is the identity journal, because one of the questions it asks is, you know, if I were to show up today as the version of me I want to be, how would that go? What would that look like? And so I might be able to identify one thing. Let's say that this person's goals were my goals. I might be able to identify one thing I can do today to support my goal to become debt-free. And I might be able to come up with one thing today that I can do to lose weight and one thing I can do today to enjoy life to the fullest. Instead of saying getting my master's conflicts with becoming debt-free and enjoying life to the fullest conflicts with losing weight, let's look at how they go together. Because we can always convince ourselves that we can't or something's getting in the way, but we can also convince ourselves on the contrary too. That is very much a decision. With becoming debt-free, you can do both at the same time, right? Obviously, if you have to take on debt to get your master's degree, that might prolong the process of getting out of debt, but you can still be taking steps to get out of debt while pursuing your master's degree. Just because, let's say you take a student loan on. Just because you take a student loan on doesn't mean that you've screwed up your goal to become debt-free. Let's look at how much you're spending, right? Let's start cutting expenses. Let's look at how much you're earning. Is there a side hustle you could pick up? If you have another job, could you ask for a raise? Or before that, could you do better and get better and impress the heck out of them so that when you go to ask for that raise, the answer is yes. These things can work synergistically and not be in opposition. Or you could say, how could I think creatively about getting my master's degree so that I have to borrow less money if I'm looking at borrowing money? Enjoying life to the fullest, right? So many times we see things as black and white. enjoying life to the fullest. I just eat and drink whatever I want, whenever I want. And if I lose weight, I can't do that. Well, I can tell you from experience that living in a way where I ate and drank whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, was not living life to the fullest. I had a small, crappy life. Right now, taking care of my health really feels like living life to the fullest, you know? And it doesn't mean I can't have a cupcake, because I do. And it doesn't mean I can't have ice cream, because I do. These things can go together if we refuse to look at them as like in opposition or binary. How can they go together? What does it look like to both lose 10 to 15 pounds and also enjoy life to the fullest? How do I have both? What does that look like? Instead of like, well, if I can't eat what I want when I want, then I can't enjoy life to the fullest, you know? The other thing you could do is put these in order of importance and make sure that the most important ones are the ones you're giving the most time to every day, the most energy to every day, the most effort to every day, without ever holding yourself to the standard that you're going to do everything every day. Where was I talking about this recently? Maybe on a podcast recently. I think that's what it was. I think I was recording another podcast this morning. One of the things that helped me most in business was the realization that balance is not standing still and feeling steady. Balance is responding appropriately to imbalance, right?
That's so good.
Isn't it? Like, yes. Okay, if we were to walk across the bench of that picnic table, well, standing there, like, isn't necessarily balanced. Balance is about movement. And if you start to go off to the left, you respond appropriately to the right. If you go too far, that is not balance, right? On one side or the other. And that really helped me because I had felt like I need to have a balanced day, meaning I'm working and not working. I'm having time alone and I'm connecting with other people. And every day felt like a total failure at that. And then when I realized that balance is responding appropriately to imbalance, that just gave me so much more peace, because realistically, most days during the week, my work gets way more attention than my relationship. But balance does not mean I'm perfectly divided and, you know, work gets this much energy and relationship gets this equal amount of energy over here. It means that I respond appropriately to the feeling of imbalance. When I start to feel that it's getting imbalance, I respond appropriately to create counterbalance. So like yesterday, that meant going out to dinner with the boyfriend, even though I really would have rather stayed home and eaten cold turkey and pickles because like it was late. But I knew that I needed to give that attention there. It's launch season. We have a lot going on at the house. There's just a lot happening. Similarly, if I start to feel imbalance in my choices or my self-care, then I respond appropriately to correct for that, instead of thinking that life has to be this perfect circle divided into these perfect wedges that always feel balanced all the time.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's a little nugget of gold there. I like that.
Well, because you deal with that a lot of times too, like multiple work things going on, mm-hmm. the desire to be really close to family, to stay connected to friends, and to like not be connected.
Yeah, exactly.
And every day is not going to check all of those boxes, but can you respond appropriately to imbalance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. All right. One more question here.
Okay.
How can I feel like I deserve all that I want in my life?
I don't know how. I mean, okay, this seems thematic today. Maybe it's just thematic in my head. You don't have to feel like you deserve it. I mean, because if we act based on a feeling, let's be real, you're not always going to feel like you deserve it. If we only create what we want for our life when we feel like we deserve it, then we're screwed on days where we yelled at our kids. And then we don't deserve it because we weren't a good parent that day in our mind. Or, you know, we feel like we deserve to be healthy when we're making really great choices. But, you know, on that day where we just went whole hog into the pizza and the ice cream, we just don't even deserve it. So what's the point? We cannot let what we do hinge on how we feel, because how we feel changes. You know, maybe you crush it with some work project and you feel really deserving of your paycheck this week, but then the next week you totally bobble it and you feel like you don't. Well, I mean, we cannot hinge our performance and our decisions and our actions on our feelings, because our feelings will change. Maybe you just had a bad night of sleep last night. Maybe your perspective sucks. Maybe your mindset needs a lot of work. But I mean, maybe this is contrarian and people are going to think I'm a jerk, but like, I don't feel like you have to feel like you deserve all that you want in your life. Create it anyway. I don't even know really what it means to deserve it, because this word deserve means I've like earned it in some way, that I've been good enough or not bad. But I don't. So what's the list? I mean, that's so subjective and it's so ambiguous. Instead, I say, create what you want, because you have one life. It doesn't really matter if you deserve it. And if there's something specific that you can name that says, I would deserve it if, then go do that thing, be that thing, check that box. But our feelings are very variable. So I don't think we should hinge anything that we do on how we feel, because it's going to change, you know? We can't not take action because we feel motivated or because we don't. We can't not pursue something because we feel deserving or because we don't. That's going to change. Do what makes you come alive. And I would say leave the deserving factor out of the equation. Because if you ask 100 people, you're going to get 100 answers. Just create what you want from your life. You know, what do you think about that? What does it even mean to deserve? I'm sure, like, if we really define that, we would have wildly different answers.
Yeah. And when you were going in that direction, it sort of surprised me, but that made sense, because I was thinking of it in a way that, like, how does this person feel worthy of the things that they have, mm-hmm. which I think is different.
Absolutely.
And in that case, just telling yourself that you're worthy of it and repeating that, I think, is super powerful. But yeah, I think you're right. If it hinges on something that you need to do in order to feel like you deserve it, then just go do it.
Right.
Done.
Right. And how many times, like, I could absolutely have a day where I say to myself, I have this beautiful office and I'm renovating this home and I'm expecting a baby and, you know, I work for myself. Like, I just created this amazing thing and I deserve, you know, whatever comes from that. But then I could have other days where I'm like, what did I do to deserve all these problems? You know? And that's very real. Like, that very much happens. So that's just such a volatile thing. I'm going to create the life I want, whether I feel like I deserve it or not. Mm. Yeah. And on that note, we've got a winner.
Yes, we do.
Today's winner gets a $20 gift card to Four Sigmatic. If you want to learn more about the products I love from Four Sigmatic, there's like a little page they've created with my face on it. And the few products that I love most, you can go to foursigmatic.com/primalpotential. Today's winner won because she submitted a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. So Laura Emily Hicks, she said she's so thankful for this podcast and that it's transforming her life in every way possible, which is just so freaking cool. I absolutely love that. So Laura Emily Hicks, email Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at primalpotential.com. You have, I say, 60 days to claim your prize. We talked about this the other day, because sometimes people don't claim it.
I know.
So 60 days. That seems super reasonable.
I agree.
2 months. 2 months to email Sarah at primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H. Let her know that you were the episode winner for 661, and we will get you your gift card to Four Sigmatic. All right. It's fall. It feels like fall. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
This weekend I have a festival. On Sunday. Ooh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it should be really fun. Just music and, you know, food trucks and lots of local vendors and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. It is my grandmother's 99th birthday party.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
I know. So we're doing a big family party. We like rented out a country club and we're going to get the whole family together. We've got people flying in to celebrate 99 years.
Now, I know her memory is a little off sometimes, correct?
Yeah, she's like super sharp and super with it on the macro, you mm-hmm. know, like she knows what year it is. She knows who we all are. But then on the micro, like if we're having a conversation, she'll just ask you the same question a bunch of times.
Okay.
But she like totally, you know, she grew up in a Polish household and she'll still like speaks Polish.
That's amazing.
I know. And, you know, she knows that I'm having a baby and she remembers that and she asks questions. And so it's going to be really special. Freaking 99.
I know. And this will be a surprise to her.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, even if it wasn't, it might be.
Right.
You know, yeah. I would imagine that when my aunt starts to get her all dolled up.
Yeah.
And that she, you know, will kind of know something's up. But yeah, it's just so nice because everybody moves around and has so many different priorities. So to get everybody together and like really, I mean, hello, what's worth celebrating if you don't celebrate 99 years of life?
I know. That's so great. Any crowns or wigs or anything happening here?
She asks that because my family likes to accessorize our parties. My mom, the last time that Sarah hung out with my mom was saying that her next theme party was going to be a wig party, which I think sounds so much fun.
Yeah, me too. I love that.
The theme, I can't even remember. There is a theme. There's always a theme. And there will, as soon as you walk in the door, I don't know if it'll be necklaces, headgear, probably both.
Like, awesome.
We just deck everybody out and everybody always leaves the goodie bag. It doesn't matter if it's like just a Sunday get together. And my aunt always makes sure everybody gets socks.
I was thinking that as you're saying it, I was thinking I remember something with socks.
Yeah. Always socks, but not like white athletic socks, like crazy socks with like moose heads on them or like, I don't know.
Your family knows how to host.
Oh, totally.
That's so great.
Totally. Yeah. They're party people. I didn't get that, but you know.
I think you're a great host.
Well, we have the llama party. You saw all the llama, the llama swag for my aunt's party back in February. Yeah. You know, we just like to, you know, go big or go home.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. All right, guys, if you've got questions for Sarah or I on the podcast, I want to see somebody send in a question for Sarah.
Oh, that would be really fun.
Wouldn't it?
Well, now I'm terrified. Wait a second.
You guys, you should have seen. She went from like lit up to like, actually, wait, what just happened? Okay. Yeah.
I can screen these, correct?
No, I don't screen them. I've answered some tough questions.
You have. You're right. All right.
I want to see who. All right. So this is how you send in a question. Primalpotential.com/inbox. And I want to see questions for Sarah.
Okay.
I think that would be fun.
Ready, guys.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. We will chat with you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.